This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
But we'd really like you to listen on the radio.
You guys are actually, I'll just be frank with you, you're letting us down.
Yeah, that's the one seed.
We had a fun conversation.
You gotta stop watching Theo Vaughn or whatever you watch on YouTube.
We had a fun conversation, and you know what? I feel like it'll be fun to bring this up on the air because it did make me laugh.
Radio
so
insider.
My buddy Tom Doyle sent me a text, I don't know, a week ago or something, and he says, hey, got a friend of mine, good friend of mine, and his son is interested in what you do. And his son, Jesse, is here. He's at Coastal Carolina, and he's got his own radio show there, and he's interested in journalism, whatever. He said, could he come watch you do the show?
Yeah, sure.
I said, sure. So he comes with his dad, and EB, during the break, made me laugh so hard because, and I'm going to put him on the spot, he said, I've never met a guy who knows less about our show, and it's a blow to EB's ego. Well, he's like, this guy's from Rocville.
Yeah.
He looks like a sports fan. He's like,
how
he actually looks like the prototypical. He looks like the prototypical Junkies listener.
He has an awareness. Right. You've heard of the Junkies.
Oh, I listen to you guys all the time.
It's impossible.
He says he listens all the time, but he's asking questions like, true. How did you start?
Yeah.
Yeah. What time are you on the air?
Do you guys start at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, that's nice.
I mean, like, it's just not true. It's fine. Listen. You
know, that could be a typical question if he's listening at 8 o'clock.
Sure.
Maybe he's missed the Junkies backstory.
Holes.
I don't know.
You could poke holes, but my general premise is, this guy has a vague awareness, and I don't expect people to all like the show. In fact, believe me, I've never felt more hated in my life, okay? I'm in a dark place in my life.
One Jason revelation. Now this.
Well, my golf swing, I've lost it a little bit. It's upsetting. But I'm in a dark place right now. But I don't expect people to all like the show. People right. hate. I get trolled like you never. My own producers troll me routinely, you know.
But if we put him on a lie detector,
I do. Worked long and hard enough for there to be a higher level of awareness. Yeah. That's all I say. I don't expect you to like it.
I expect you
to know when we're on.
Hold on. If we put you in a lie detector, he says he listens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I think he would
flawed.
Fail.
He's flawed. Do you know any of those guys' names?
Draft
which one?
This guy.
Yeah. Got it.
What about the other guy?
Hold on. What's the name of their podcast?
No, that's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. He's throwing it out there.
He's a P3.
Yeah. He is. You just moved the goalpost. He had a field goal. You just moved it.
All right. Did he let you in the door, right? Somebody said draft t-shirt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. I get it.
No, I went down and actually.
You know, hey, tell him to give me my email back. I told him I'd listen to
anyway,
the show.
Anyway, I thought it was funny because when they went into the production studio,
it's just demoralizing.
EB kind of looked at Cakes and I, and Drab was in here, and he's like, Never met a guy who's less aware of our show.
Yeah.
He looks like he would be bread and butter in our audience.
You look like a P100. Like, you listen, he 100. Looks,
right? If you had to take a picture or draw a picture of this guy is a typical junkie.
He's
middle aged,
he's a
bald guy.
But God created our 9 listeners. They all look like you.
Like, if he was at,
somehow you're not one of them.
If he was at, like, the police station, it's the one had to identify a junk's listener.
Can the cameras grab him somehow? Can the guy at Monumental find a way to remotely move it?
The guy is
a classic P1.
Yeah. Yes.
If I saw you, I'd hide from you because I would think you'd want a picture or something.
Yeah.
And he has no awareness of the show. Zero. It's just shocking.
I know I get killed for telling the origin story, but he said, how did you start the show?
Now I know why you tell it all the time.
Yeah.
And then he said, what time did you start?
Yeah. It's just,
Drab might be good benefit. Maybe we would start at 5 a.m. or 5:30.
Of course, you could make that.
We are at 5 a.m.
Yes. The replay.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. They call in. Believe me, the phones are ringing all 5 a.m. hour.
I just feel like,
how come they're not ringing at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m.? Yeah. We're actually here and talking into the mics.
I listen to Adam. He takes a million calls. We talk about the most popular Commanders topic, and we'll get one guy who wants to say something about Jeremy Chinn. I mean, it's crazy.
What are you talking about? I already lost my paper. We dubbed somebody the caller of the month.
In case
who was
you can't
that?
Tell.
It wasn't Little. It was the guy who called before Little.
Whoever. I've already forgotten him.
Craig.
We're deep in our fields today. And if you haven't been able to tell yet.
It's just annoying. It's even annoying when I go home and, you know, in my own family, like, they're just all in their YouTube stuff. And I mean, everyone's in everyone is in a media that we're not in.
Right.
Like, that we don't excel in.
Right.
Yeah. Valdez, you should probably talk to Jesse, because Jesse is, right now, freshman. Journalism major.
Change your major. That's our advice.
No. You can change it, and then radio can be a hobby, and then they'll just hire you for your hobby.
Yeah.
That would actually be my life advice for you, is change. Because I was a journalism major, and look at me.
He's a cautionary tale.
This is like foolhardy dream. We got lucky.
Yeah.
We're not even that good, but we're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't be so lucky. Become a finance bro. Do some shady stuff and make money.
Buy Bitcoin.
Yeah, what do you think learning grammar did for me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. You're
decent in Jeopardy.
This is a lost art. No one cares. Yeah.
Media law means jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, these guys did not expect this to happen when they came in today.
You can still change.
What are you, freshman? Plenty of time.
Oh. Yeah, freshman.
You know, they told us the average freshman changes their major 3 times.
Yeah. You know what? Quit the show. You got a radio show, right? Quit it. Become a finance
pro. No, keep the show. That's his hobby.
It. Yeah, hobby. Huh? It's good
hobby.
Hobby.
Do it as a hobby.
But the journalism major, every year they say less and less people buy newspapers, even look at articles.
Newspapers.
People don't look at stuff.
Nobody,
they look at a tweet.
Newspapers in 2025.
All anything in our industry is doing is collapsing.
Do you know what journalism is? Is they find tweets online about something and put it in the New York Post.
Right.
That's an article nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been very fortunate. We made just enough to jump over the cliff, and whatever happens, we'll be fine. But it's coming to an end.
Yeah. You're not going to be Bob Woodward. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You think he knows who Bob Woodward is?
No, exactly. And that proves my point.
Yeah. Well, let's be real. He's going to Coastal Carolina.
He's joking.
Why is Jonah on the shit? It's clear.
I mean, come on.
They've got a silly top 25.
He's bringing up somebody
program.
That won a Pulitzer.
What do they have a top 25? What?
Football program. Their football program's good.
Cakes.
Top 25.
It has been.
Cakes. I'm willing to make a blind wager. I'm going to guess that nobody from Coastal Carolina has ever won a Pulitzer Prize.
I don't know. I have no idea. Couldn't tell.
Looking at me, yeah. He's like, no. Way.
Yeah. They probably can't even spell Pulitzer Prize, let alone win one.
Can I actually?
Anyway, maybe we need some callers to pump us up because we're like a.
I don't want to pity.
I want JP Finley's co-signing something.
Okay. I have a master's in journalism. Okay. Beyond worthless.
Yeah.
There you go.
Honestly, it's the best thing you could ever
do. It's a wake-up call for young Jesse today.
I know.
Yeah. But I mean, in some respects, master's in journalism, he's a success story.
Of course, he's an outlier. I mean, JP is a huge outlier. It's a stupid degree. Had nothing to do with it.
Hey, my commencement speaker at the Philip Merrill School of Journalism, his opening line, and I'll never forget my father's face when he said, "Your child will never make millions of dollars." And my dad's face collapsed.
Like what I put him through college for. All right, Awad's on the line. He wants to chime in. Oh, of course, you can listen to him after MP on the mic. We talked to Michael Phillips earlier in the show. Hey, we're getting the whole 910 The Fan lineup.
Apparently so.
Awad, what's good?
What's going on, boys? How are you doing today?
What's up, Awad?
Were you listening?
No.
Drab told me, Evie's right. Talking about the death of radio? What are you talking about, man?
It's kind of dying.
Never been hotter in Washington, D.C., because the commanders are commanding the town right now, Evie.
If I told you how horrible we did during the commanders' run, you'd be stunned.
And I want to give you some advice on that, EB. I think you need to be more positive. This is the first time we've had success in 30 years. None of this Cliff Kingsbury on the cliff talk here. He's been the best OC in the last 25 years that we've had. Let's keep it positive. Everything positive. Talk about this team possibly winning the Super Bowl or contending for it or playing for an NFC championship and winning the damn division. And that's how you open up the phone lines. If you think the Commanders are going to win, you call in right now.
Yeah,
EB is a little,
he listened to you on Saturday, I guess, and said, man, Adam's taking a lot of calls. What's the secret sauce? Is it just the positivity?
One of the things I used to love about Adam is he would talk about how no one ever called his show. Right. And that just tickled me so much because I know how hard it is to do a one-man show and get no calls.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
And that made me chuckle, him struggling. Now he's killing it. And we can't get a call if we gave away free sex.
And we've done that before. Well, Bunny Ranch.
EB.
Yeah.
Look, I really think I learned something from you, and maybe you've slipped up here and taken your hand off the wheel. The reason I'm getting so many calls is because of my bedside manner. These callers get butt sized for me. They think they're hanging out with their best friend. I'm sizing them up. Go get it. Yeah, go ham. The Commanders are good. I'm talking to these guys like I'm their best friend, and they just want to stay on the line. And they're calling other friends to call. And the phone lines are ringing off the chart. Saturdays, 9 to noon.
AWOD Radio.
So
he's up and at him at 9 a.m.
Not all callers or calls are created equal. Yeah. If you got a guy on line for 3 minutes, true. Sometimes it's
Are you, by like, the way, are you interminable. Doing that show from your studio here or in D.C., or are you doing it from Richmond, that weekend one?
It's called Theater of the Mind. I'm doing it from somewhere in the DMV every Saturday.
That's called doing it from Richmond.
Why would he drive here? To do a three-hour show?
For some reason, I thought he was driving.
No chance.
What did these guys say? Give me a limo ride every Saturday?
What did these guys say? You took a hit on the head? Maybe you did.
You know what? Because he was talking to Russell, and it sounded so good. Yeah. The ISDN line was so good.
No, it literally sounded
like they were in the same room.
No, I was listening to... This is... When the Commanders were in the NFC Championship game, we did a broadcast on 106.7 The Fan from Philadelphia. And it was Grant Paulson and Denton Day. I thought both of those guys were there. You could hear the crowd noise and everything. Denton was sitting right here.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Adam, God bless you, man. I don't know what to tell you today.
A-10 tournament this week from Capital One Arena. Come on by. It's going to be some good hoops.
Silly bedside manner, AY. <Yeah. laughs>
All right, thanks,
he's your radio
buddy.
Friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Why are you so depressed about your golf swing?
It's complicated. Golf is like, I've come to the realization, golf is whack-a-mole, right? Yeah, you fix it's, on it's, one yeah, thing, then plugged, the other thing pops up.
You put your finger in the dam, and then another
and
leak
just,
comes.
It's infuriating. It's just, it's infuriating.
Hasn't
I really work on
improved?
One aspect. I come out, it's brilliant. And then you lose the other part you take for granted. Then you it just it's
you
just
the chip yips. Did you fix that?
That's another story.
It's another topic.
So is this,
another story.
So golf has affected everything in terms of your mood.
It's not that dissimilar to when I was playing poker 17 tables a day. And if you have a good day, you have a good day. If you have a bad day, you want to kick the dog.
Yeah, you want to like drive off a cliff.
Yeah, it's not that dissimilar.
I got a DM that says, EB's golf swing is off is code for my stocks are wrecked, but I can't say why.
Honestly, I haven't even looked at that.
That's the least. I'll take a lie detector test on that. Everyone's stocks are going to be fine. You guys just got to ride it out. That's the least of my concerns.
I'm riding it out, baby.
Right, so the least of my concerns.
So hold on. So what's the mole?
I've never once contemplated.
What's the mole that's popped up?
All right. Well, the most consistent part of my game that I can rely on is my driver. Well, my driver, I pretty much don't lose balls. You know, I don't hit it 400 yards like Valdez anymore because I'm old. But my driver's good. It keeps me relevant. When the driver goes, it's a disaster.
Is your game a house of cards right now?
It's in a bad place. And then it leaks into my wedges, which are never that good.
Let me ask
but the
you this.
One stupid little thing I worked on is good, but everything else is... It's a game of whack-a-mole unless you're gifted from God.
Let me ask you this.
And I'm not.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You've always been into golf. We grew up across the street from each other. I only played golf with you a couple times because I was never into golf.
I know. I
but
played
back
for 40 years. Believe
you were, back then, you know, you were shooting low 80s, I think, as a teenager.
And.
Okay.
But golf,
aren't you still
always
right around there, even despite all the hours that you're putting into it? So are the hours worth it?
Are you trying to help me or are you trying to
Yeah, I'm trying to help
me?
You to say, quit.
It doesn't sound like he's trying to help.
My help would be.
Doesn't sound very helpful.
My help would be this. Quit hitting 100 balls a day and just accept that you're going to be mid-80s.
No, I refuse to.
You have more fun. Look, it's a misery. Mm-hmm. Even what I'm my advice is, quit being miserable.
It's a misery Wednesday.
Look at him. Look at him. He's miserable right now because he's put in countless hours.
I know he's put in a lot of hours, and when if things go off the rails, it tilts you.
It tilts you. Right.
It just tilts you.
I've also done things I hadn't done in 20 years because of the hard work I put in. I hit the prettiest hosel rockets in the country. My swing's so pretty, and I'll shake it off the net, but that swing is pretty. That's the problem with golf. It's just, if it's a very frustrating game. I've gotten better. It's just not, I'm not consistent. You know, I don't know.
All right, why don't we
do
this?
It's the nature of the beast. Wouldn't you say that's the nature of the beast?
It is. You described it very eloquently.
We didn't get to the entertainment page.
I also want to, am I allowed I don't even know the rules anymore. Am I allowed to compliment two advertisers that spend heavily?
Advertisers, sure.
I mean, if they advertise, am I allowed to? Is that allowed?
I would think that's allowed.
I'll do that when we come back.
Okay. Also, we'll do the entertainment page, and we've got Game Show Wednesday coming up later this hour. Keep it here.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.